Excuse me, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Podcasting at the speed of the internet. This is the GeekCast with Aaron Krakow.
The GeekCast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/thegeekcast. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. There in the podcast nation, welcome to the GeekCast. I'm Aaron Krakow.
And I'm Gozer.
This is the GeekCast live from New York Comic Con 2011. I'd like to welcome everybody listening in all across the world. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we are live.
Yes, we are live podcasting from a pillar. I got my MacBook Pro here on a pillar. We got our two mics, and we are kind of crammed in the corner here because there are a lot of people here at Comic Con.
Yes.
I think today's actually sold out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Yes, a lot of hot women wearing scantily clad cosplay, and a lot of not so hot women wearing scantily clad cosplay. So it's hit or miss, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, people are sneaking through. Oh, security. Oh, here they come. Yeah
we got to crack down
on the geeks trying to sneak in here.
That's right. Geek crowd control, to say the least.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got a lot of people here. It is a rockin' show.
Yes. We were here last year, and it was crazy as well, and we just didn't know where to podcast because there's really nowhere to go. So we're podcasting now, so we hope you enjoy it, and we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, it's kind of a live show. As you guys know, our live shows are a little rougher than our normal ones.
Oh, there's
but that's
Dante
okay.
from Devil May Cry. Pretty cool.
Yeah, we have a lot of people dressed up as Gozer's talked about, and
yep,
so to describe what's going on, there's a barricaded off area that people keep trying to go under, and yeah, that's not really going to work when you have to go through the proper entrance.
No, definitely not. Let's talk a little bit about the setup of Comic-Con here.
Yeah, absolutely.
As opposed to last year. Last year was kind of in the two exhibition halls here at the Javits Center. This year, it's spread out to over four different floors. Level one, we have the panels, screenings, the IGN Theater, MTV Theater, and American Airlines Theater, which I think they're doing, you know, a lot of interviews and stuff with, not interviews,
like autograph signings.
Yeah, autograph signings, stuff like that.
Photo opportunities.
No, actually, level two is the autograph signing, ticket pickups, and the North Pavilion. I don't know what they're doing there. So basically what happened was we went to level two. We're looking around for the famous people. Where are all the famous people? Where are they? So they wound up being at level two. We went down to level two, and we're looking. I think our primary objective for today, I don't know about you, Aaron, but for myself and Stabos, Dan, who's not with us right now, is trying to get an autograph from Mark Hamill. And
yes.
That turned out to be $100.
$100 and an extraordinarily long line in order to get his autograph. And $100
yes.
is a lot.
For one autograph, I think that's a bit much. Maybe
yeah.
if he signed two things, I don't know. So what Star Wars Dan and I did is we are going to get a picture with him for $75. I'm sorry, $90. One JPEG and two prints for $90. So I think that's pretty cool. I think a picture is kind of cooler than an autograph.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, we're doing that at 4:30. It's about 1 o'clock now. So, I don't know. It's just overwhelming to be here. I just don't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have heard our Icon shows before, and we're a little more organized. So
well, it's definitely more relaxed at Icon. Less people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Comic-Con is nuts. And as I said before, it's sold out. And you can barely move in this place.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that Comic-Con is really different than Icon because major brands are here. You know, we saw they're showing Max Payne trailer, Max Payne 3.
Yeah, we just went to the Rockstar booth. That's pretty cool.
Transformers.
We tried to check into Foursquare so we can get our free Grand Theft Auto 3 10th anniversary
right.
shirt and a poster. We're having trouble. I think he just felt bad for us and gave it to us anyway.
exactly.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Transformers. We were going to see the trailer for Transformers.
Yes, we were going to check out the MMO for Transformers, which I did not even know they were doing that. That was too long of a wait. You know, what, 20 minutes?
It was going to be like a half hour, 40 minutes.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah. So, we're walking around. I saw my new Ghost Trap that's coming out on Tuesday. Well, by the time you guys listen to this, it'll be out already. They have that whole Mattel section. They have all the new Ghostbusters figures that will be coming out. Viggo, Viggo the Carpathian will be coming out.
He is Viggo.
They have a picture with him with the painting and without the painting. So that's pretty cool. I'm always excited about Ghostbuster stuff. You're always on the lookout for DeLorean things.
I even messed up a sale for one guy. He had the Back to the Future DeLorean Hot Wheels car.
So funny.
And goes in here is like, oh, maybe I'll get that. And I'm just like,
$10.
I have four of those. You want one? I'll just give it to you. And the guy's like,
$10
come on.
Or free? Not sure.
Exactly.
So what else? There's a lot of toys. There's a big video game presence here too.
Absolutely. They had Deus Ex.
Yeah, Deus Ex, the DLC that's coming out this week. I still have to play that. I heard that game is amazing. There's so many. We have kids now and we're dads, and it's very hard to play games and
exactly.
Do geeky things. I'm surprised we even got here today.
Seriously. Lots of planning.
But lots of game stuff. I don't know. It's just there's a ton of stuff. I really feel it's getting bigger and bigger. I remember back in the day we used to come here for the Digital Life Show, which is non-existent. That was always pretty cool. That was a little more relaxed too. But this is crazy. I just saw Willy Wonka's coming down the escalator here. He was doing quotes from the movie before. This security guard's going nuts here. He's yelling at people.
A lot of people.
People are trying to sneak in. Yeah. But there they go. They snuck in. So again, with level 3 of Comic-Con is the main show floor, which is what we're standing right outside of. Store and buying tickets. I guess this is the main area where they have a lot of the toys and stuff that you can buy and comics and everything.
It's interesting to see how much Comic-Con is not really about comics anymore.
No, it's really expanded. Well, I mean, comics, especially Marvel comics, have really gotten into video games, and there's a Spider-Man game coming out every year, maybe even every half year. And even the movies, and the new Avengers movie is coming up next spring, which is going to be crazy. I still have to see Captain America. I heard it was pretty good. It's interesting. This is really just kind of permeated throughout all geek life, just comic books and superheroes and everything.
It's the only place where you can get a Superman comic, a Battlestar Galactica autograph, and get some books.
Yes.
And play some video games.
Yep. Also, they have on level 4, I don't know how big level 4 is, but they have a whole level dedicated to anime. Now, I'm not a big anime guy, you aren't either.
We're not going to talk about it.
The extent of our anime, I think, is Ninja Scroll and...
Guyver. I used to watch Guyver back in the day.
Okay, all right. Yeah, besides that, I don't know. People go crazy about that. One thing, talking about stuff that's on the show floor that people are selling, they had this really cool thing, looked a little expensive, but remember we walked past those boxes that you can display your action figures in, set up like a diorama? They had small ones that were like $30, and I don't know, you couldn't really put that much in, but they had big ones for like $300, $400, and they had huge Star Wars figures. It just reminded me of Robot Chicken when I saw the Emperor sitting there, like I expected him to say something. Something sarcastic.
There's a lot of toys that were kind of surprising. I mean, they're bringing back Gem. Hasbro.
Hasbro.
Bringing back
Gem. The Star Wars
too. They
had Hot Girl dressed up like Gem.
Like Gem, and they had a lot of G.I. Joe figures.
Yeah.
A lot of Thundercats going on.
Yeah. Well, with the cartoon. When is the cartoon coming back? By the way.
Hopefully soon. They just stopped. Come on.
It's like a fantastic show, and then let's just stop. Go on hiatus. Maybe we'll never come back.
Yeah, it absolutely needs to come back. Really,
but yeah, there's definitely a lot of Thundercats action figures calling my name. I might have to pick one up. they have the new Sword of Omens that we saw.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Thundercats is definitely cool. If you were a child of the 80s, you'd definitely watch Thundercats.
Yeah, the thing, though, is that you look at a lot of these figures, and they're re-releases of the originals, and it's almost hard to tell that it's not the original figure.
Yep. I think the packaging is the big thing that'll distinguish between the two. But they had a lot of loose figures. And remember, I picked up Lion-O from one of the loose bins.
Uh-huh.
And you were immediately like, does he have the thing sticking out of his back that makes him punch?
Not even that. There was the little ring you would wear with the battery in it. And you would plug it into the hole, and his eyes were supposed to light up.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah, definitely cool. I almost feel like we shouldn't even talk about Comic-Con because we don't really... We're not, like, comic book geeks.
Well, we did pass the line for Stan Lee. And yes. Wow.
That was pretty big. That was so big, it was like on another level.
Yeah, just
not literally. Literally, yes. And there were a lot of people, and we were trying to figure out like, what is this line for? And everyone's holding the comic book. We're like, oh, it's got to be Stan Lee.
It's got to be Stan Lee. Yeah, exactly.
So pretty cool. Some other celebrities. Elijah Dushku is here. I don't really know what she's been in. You said she's been in a lot of canceled shows.
A lot of canceled shows. She was in Dollhouse. Recently.
Yeah.
Felicia Day is here. The line for her, just as big as Mark Hamill.
Like, I mean, this is Felicia Day's, you know, everyone here loves Felicia Day.
Yeah.
The Guild, which I don't really know much about. What is The Guild, really?
It's a web series all about people who play, like, World of Warcraft type games. And just their interactions with each other. And how dorky and nerdy she is. And she, you know, the people that she plays with, they're very nerdy in their own ways. But, you know, she's the central character. But it's this whole, you know, she's a nerdy, geeky girl who's into MMOs. But she's also this quirky, cute girl who's just trying to make it through life. And, I mean, you really can't get anything better than that when it comes down to it.
Hot girls and geeky stuff, good combination.
But it's been an interesting mix of celebrities, too. I mean, we had a couple people from Stargate. Mark Hamill was here.
Yep.
Felicia Day, Eliza Dushku, Peter Mayhew from Star Wars.
Yep. There was the guy in the new Conan movie that I heard really sucked.
Jason Momoa. But he was on Stargate Atlantis.
Oh, he was?
And he's also in Game of Thrones, the HBO series.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I definitely got to check out Game of Thrones. So it's pretty cool because last year the celebrities were right kind of almost in the same room as the comic book guys. And it was like, you just could not move around. So they really separated the celebrities this year, and you could actually walk around and move around a lot better.
But it did take us almost a half hour just to find them.
Yeah, it did. I don't know. We just didn't think like, people are getting it. We got the perfect spot. Nothing's going on.
All you guys are hearing in the background is, yo, yo, yo. This makes for an awesome radio.
Definitely. Yeah, maybe we should interview the security guard.
I know. He seems to be the most interesting so far.
Yeah.
So, people that we've seen dressed up so far, we've seen Lewis Tully.
Lewis Tully and Dana, we got a picture with. Another guy that was a Ghostbuster. And then this girl dressed up like Deadpool, who's a cool character, but doesn't fit in the Ghostbuster universe. So you conveniently she was at the very end. She did not make it into the picture, which was taken on my new iPhone S, by the way. Yes, we'll talk about that later. Big hands-on review of the iPhone S. Who else? Always Ghostbusters, like, you know, maybe one or two Ghostbusters
here
and there.
Always some Stormtroopers.
Stormtroopers always walking around.
Chewbacca.
Headless Chewbacca.
Yes.
There's Link. There was a pretty cool Link from Minecraft.
Oh, a Casey Jones guy.
Oh, nice.
Over there.
Casey Jones, Ninja Turtles. I have never seen that before, actually.
That was really cool. A lot of cosplay anime characters that we're not too familiar with.
Yeah, that we don't even know. Yeah, a lot of manga
stuff. Dressed up as Wonder Woman.
That's always hot.
A guy in a green spandex suit.
Green spandex suit guy.
I wish I knew what more of these anime shows were, because a lot of the girls here are dressed up in these anime outfits, and not even like skimpy or anything like that, but like these girls over here are in these blue uniforms, and it's
Is that like Bakugan? Or Yu-Gi-Oh! Or something?
I have no idea.
Yeah, there's these cardboard blonde spiky hair that's coming up. Oh, that guy just got caught in the barricade there. That security guard is not happy. He probably hates all this. Oh, my God.
He hates nerds. But that's okay.
Yeah. I always contemplated, even last year, you know, bringing the whole Ghostbuster outfit. But this is not the place to have huge equipment on. And you would just totally be knocking people over. So.
Yeah, it's not the ideal place for an unlicensed nuclear accelerator.
Exactly. I don't think there's any place that's the ideal place for that.
The prices, though, of things, and you guys, you know, if you've been to any sort of conventions, you know that things are definitely more expensive. And
yes.
Wow. I mean,
I just couldn't get over Mark Hamill's autograph, $100.
Right.
He is Luke Skywalker, though, so I guess.
But he's done nothing else. It's not like Harrison Ford.
Joker in the Batman cartoon series. But
as I said, he's done nothing else.
It's only his voice that doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that Marty McFly right behind you with, like, some...
It might be.
I don't know who he's talking. In the red vest, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, it looks like it might be a Marty McFly.
He's got the headphones on.
That's a Marty McFly. Should we try to get an interview with Marty McFly?
Sure. You want to grab him?
Mr. McFly! Mr. McFly!
Okay, Aaron's calling over Marty McFly.
Mr. McFly, welcome. Would you like to come onto our podcast for a minute?
I would love to.
All right, so my name is Aaron. This is my co-host Gozer over here. So what brings you to Comic-Con, Mr. McFly?
Well, I heard that there was some loose plutonium running around. I figured I could gather some up because I'm on the lookout for some.
Interesting. So you're not using Mr. Fusion, I take it?
Well, you know, we figured it's been done for the past 20 or so years. We're looking for something new. We're looking to go retro.
Okay.
So, you know, that's the new thing. The new thing is to go retro, if that makes any sense at all.
What's new is old. What's old is new.
Exactly.
Of course.
We decided to let's go back to our roots and use plutonium again.
Okay, we like that. Now, in the autographing area, we see that there is a Back to the Future DeLorean that's over there.
I heard.
Is that yours?
No, it's actually an imposter. I'm here to check it out, take some photos on the sly. Hopefully they don't recognize me. I try to, dress up
really
a little bit different, try
chops.
To stick, blend in a little bit, I
don't
guess.
Don't remember that.
Something inconspicuous.
Exactly, something inconspicuous. Exactly. Hopefully I, can take some pictures and uncover the falsehoods that lie behind this false DeLorean.
Okay, false DeLorean. Did you get that? There's a false DeLorean over here, Gozer. That's what we're saying. So now, how well do you know Back to the Future?
I'd say I know it pretty well.
Pretty well. Okay, are you game for any Back to the Future trivia?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I'm not promising anything, but I could try.
we'll do three questions.
Okay.
Each getting much harder.
Save the best one for last. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Oh, no.
Okay, so when Marty goes into the future and Back to the Future 2,
yes.
What brand is the hoverboard that he...
Mattel.
Mattel. Very good. Ding, 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 ding.
Easy. Yeah, it's Barbie version even.
Okay, here's the second question.
Yes.
When Marty McFly is Darth Vader trying to scare his father,
okay.
What music does he play in the Walkman? He's got the Walkman. Van Halen.
It might be some Van Halen.
That's awesome.
As it so says on the Walkman that I snuck into this place.
Wow, his costume is to a T.
Yeah, your costume is very, very awesome. Down to the Nike sneakers. Very nice. All right, so final question.
Yes.
At the end of Back to the Future 1,
okay.
When Marty is waiting to drive to the clock tower, and he's talking about why Doc ripped up the letter if he only had more time,
uh-huh.
And he's talking about how he could go back early. While he's talking, you could see out of the car door, and in the background is a sign. What does the sign say?
Come on! You're dressed up like Marty. You should get this.
What? What's outside of this? Oh my God!
The DeLorean spins around and pulls up, and there's something in the background.
There's
a sign.
In the background.
And you call yourself Marty McFly.
I didn't look to the left apparently.
Boy, this is really gonna give you the blues if you don't get this.
Is it some sort of a blues performer?
We won't torture you any further. It's okay. It's the Bluebird Motel.
Oh wow.
One of the greatest trivia questions in Back to the Future.
Yeah, I never heard that one. I've never seen that trivia question anyway.
That's all good. I'm actually a Back to the Future expert, so you didn't have a chance. It's all good.
Sorry.
Love the outfit, though. You are having it to a T. What was your name?
Nick,
excellent. Here's the info about the show. It's going to go up next week.
Great.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Thank you.
Sit down.
Oh, my God. He's got a pink pro top bag.
Do you want to talk to him? Hey, Ghostbusters! Want to do an interview?
Yeah.
Oh, they're like, yeah.
Nice.
All right. This is your... Here.
All right. Watch that. All right. So you are Saint-Pierre?
Saint-Pierre.
All right. So what's with the pink proton pack? I've never seen this before.
It's been an inside joke to the Ghostbusters community for about 5 years, and I felt like it was time that it had to get built, so I got the community together. Everybody donated the parts and input to get this thing built.
Hello Kitty proton pack.
Hello Kitty.
Awesome. So you guys are New York Ghostbusters, Long Island Ghostbusters?
We're from everywhere.
Everywhere.
Guys from the New Hampshire branch, Steel City, Philly, Long Island, they're all here representing today.
Wow, awesome. And where is everyone from here? Where are you from?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire Ghostbusters?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Philadelphia.
Philly. I remember you, yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Okay. Very cool. So what are you guys most looking forward to at Comic-Con here?
Checking out the other costumes and drinking.
And drinking, okay. And checking out the Mattel section with the new Ghostbusters toys?
Yeah, we've already been there. We checked out some of the new prototypes. Bundled them thoroughly. He kicked the new trap.
Okay.
One of the guys kicked the new trap already.
Now, I want to ask you guys' opinion. The new Mattel trap is coming out on Tuesday. How do you guys feel about Mattel putting out these things? I'm sure you guys built your own equipment. How do you guys feel about that?
They're great toys.
Great toys?
Toys, not props.
Not props. Oh, I see. There's the distinction. What do you guys think?
Built, not bought, my friend.
Built, not bought. Right on the proton pack. Oh, man. See, I don't feel like an OG Ghostbuster. I have old costume. I stood next to you in Woodbridge when we met Dan Aykroyd. I have a picture of you, me, and Dan Aykroyd at the Joe's Canal liquor store. Yes, yes, you were there. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I left my pack at home, though. I just figured, yeah, it's crowded here, you know? Yeah, I had the goggles on, the homemade goggles. I made those, yeah. The proton pack I bought, so I'm sorry. I'm not OG like you guys. I'm not OG. Yeah, it was made, but I didn't make it. Yeah, I could have just lied about that. Yeah. All right, guys. Take care. Have a good time at Comic-Con.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye. Sure, definitely. Awesome. All right, cool. Take care, guys. What's that?
I got it.
Geekcast. Geekcast online.
Yeah, if you could email us a link or Facebook the link, we'll put it on our website.
Cool. So. There you go. Yep. Take care.
All right, we got Ghostbusters. We got Marty McFly. Yes. We are rocking it here.
Hey, isn't that awesome? Back to the Future Ghostbusters, one right after
Does
the other.
Does it get any
That's
better
it.
Than
I think
that?
I think we're done.
That's it.
I gotta look at this pink proton pack. Look at this.
That. Oh my god. This is really cool. Even the blue light in the upper left hand corner is like rainbow. Like Hello Kitty Rainbow Bright Proton Pack. Hold on, I gotta get a picture of that.
All right.
Are you guys on Twitter?
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
Well, I'll take the tour now. Just when you're like in here first.
Sure. Absolutely.
We're actually working on getting a Twitter handle to blow up.
Okay.
For misconnections, like if you see someone, whether it's a costume or like romantic interest, we're going to be retweeting it like all at once.
Okay.
And you're encouraged to post like crazy, ridiculous, not true shit.
Okay.
What is it?
Like, oh my god, the like princess face demon with like the tentacles across the room eyeing me. You were so hot.
Okay.
Misconnections for geeks. We like that.
Yes. What are you guys doing?
We do a podcast called The Geekcast. We're actually recording right now. You're on our show.
Well, hello. Everyone at New York City Comic Con is encouraged. For your misconnections, choose the hashtag Let's Connect with the hashtag NYCC.
Excellent. Appreciate it. Everybody check that out. It's very, very cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Look out.
Wow.
Very, very cool. I still can't get over that pink Hello Kitty proton pack. That was amazing. Yeah. So anywho, I don't know what that was, but yeah, get out of here.
Sorry about that.
So on with the show.
Yes, on with the chlorophyll.
On with the chlorophyll.
So yeah, there's a lot of people, as we said, there's a lot of people dressed up, a lot of people having fun, and a lot of swag.
Yes.
Let's talk about the swag for a minute. They had this huge box of
let's
nerds.
Let's see, my bag of swag.
Well, we had the huge box of nerds.
Oh yeah, there was an enormous box of nerds, maybe 2-3 feet tall. Got a cool picture of me eating from that box. Like I said, we got the Rockstar stuff. We got, I don't know, there's a lot of crap in here. I don't even know what it is.
We got t-shirts.
Let me just pull out a bag of swag. Psycho Relic Studios. Whatever, throw that out. I don't know what that is.
Pretty much coupons.
20% off Midtown Comics. That's pretty cool.
It's a lot of pamphlets and flyers
and
all that.
It's not really... Not really anything worth really looking at. CSI, I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever, it's a bag, it's a free bag.
Yeah, we got the free bags that they hand out. We got the Rockstar Grand Theft Auto posters. We each got Grand Theft Auto t-shirts.
Yep.
A lot of cool swag.
10 years. I don't believe that's 10 years. I remember the first time I saw Grand Theft Auto 3. We were still in college. I borrowed a PS2 from, I actually rented it from Blockbuster. And
right.
I played Grand Theft Auto 3. And I was just like, what is this game? I don't believe it. I can carjack people. It was unbelievable. I rented a PS2, so I did not have a memory card, so I could not save my games. I remember we went back to college and I borrowed a PS2 from Vinny, who was a gameaholic. He had every system in his room, and his room smelled really bad. I remember that too. And yeah, just GTA 10 years. And
it's crazy. Awesome. I remember when we used to play Grand Theft Auto 3 on PlayStation.
I know exactly what you're going
to
say.
We had a rule. The rule was that if you carjacked somebody, you had to get back out, kill them, and then go back into the car, and then you were gone.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the other thing where we would... you know there were actually missions in that game? Did you know that?
What? What are you talking about?
Yes, Aaron never played the missions. But I remember what we used to do in my dorm room. This was like, this was like 2002. We would have kind of like see who can survive the longest. We tried to get 5 stars from the police and try and see who could survive the longest. And that was always
or try to get or make it to the paint shop. That's what you had to make it to the paint shop.
I think that was the objective. And that didn't really work out so well.
One time I was driving the fire engine. And a cop was coming head on.
I remember
and
that.
And the cop car hit and then went spinning in the air off in
like
an angle.
Like 100 feet in the air. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
And I remember
incredible.
My girlfriend at the time, who is my current wife, was in the dorm room next to me, lived right next to me. And she's like, "What just happened?" I think she even called the room. And she said, "What just happened?" I was like, "You would not understand. It was awesomeness.
Right.
And don't even worry about it." So
just carjack people.
And Max Payne 3 coming back. I played both Max Payne games. I think Max Payne 1 was actually one of the first PS2 games that I bought.
Right.
So now Max Payne 3, he's kind of more grizzled than even he was before. And I don't know, he's in South America or something.
He's more grizzled.
Yeah, it's just grizzled. And he likes shooting people in slow motion. And so that's it. So we'll see how that game is. There's Wolverine. I don't know, it kind of looks like a big kid in a Wolverine costume.
It looks like Wolverine gained a few pounds.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to be doing
it. He didn't even button up his back with the with the costume.
I don't think we're going to see any Pepper Barrages anytime soon.
Pepper Barrage. Yes. And speaking of that, the new Marvel vs. Capcom 3 Ultimate Edition is coming out, I think, in November. I think they're actually having tournaments here. And those are the craziest tournaments. I mean, I would not even last like a minute in those things. I can hold my own, but I would not last. That's coming out. I'm like,
a minute. They had, what is it, StarCraft or the Warcraft players playing on a big screen over here?
Yeah, they had that. They had all kinds of different MMOs. They had, I don't know what that was, if it was Warcraft or what, but two guys were kind of doing a panel going through, you know, how the game works and everything like that. So
we also saw the worst Klingon makeup ever.
I think I missed that. I think I heard you say it. I missed that guy.
There was a guy dressed up as a Klingon, but instead of having all the ridges on his head, he just had a couple of lines painted in, Sharpie. And it's like, come on, you gotta go all out.
Come on, you gotta try. Gotta try.
That Comic-Con, this ain't no two-man show.
Wow, look at that guy with the Carnage outfit on. That's pretty good, actually. He doesn't have the mask on. See that? He's got it's completely red. I don't even know what that's made of. But all the different tentacles and things are coming out of it.
Yeah, that's
and,
pretty
cool.
Yeah,
he's just walking around. And he should put the mask on because he's totally ruining it for me. You know, all my childhood dreams, I'm looking at him right now, and I'm crushed, you know? Because it's just some guy in a costume.
I know. It's like, come on, you're Carnage, for crying out loud. You need to actually look badass.
Now, I'm trying to figure out, look at the guy right under the exit sign there. Is that actually a cop, or is that the guy from The Walking Dead on AMC? I don't know.
See, that's the problem with this costume.
It's hard to tell.
From a TV show.
It's really hard to tell.
If it's a real cop.
Yeah.
Why don't you go assault him and find out?
I'll go grab his pistol out of his holster. And I'm like, oh, I thought you were a zombie.
I just thought you were dead.
The Walking Dead 2, I think, is coming back. Is it tomorrow? I'm not sure. You didn't watch the first one, did you?
No, but I've heard season 2 is starting up, any day.
Yes, and they actually fired the entire writing staff from season 1. That was only 6 episodes. It really kind of crapped out towards the end of the season. So season 2 should kind of, be a lot better than season 1. And hopefully it'll be a full season, too. Or half season. What's a full season? 24 episodes?
22 episodes.
Yeah, so a half season, 12, 13. So I'm looking forward to that. So just getting into TV shows, Breaking Bad just ended. Amazing ending to season 4. Just awesome, awesome show. You guys definitely have to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like 3 episodes of Dexter. I love Dexter. Yeah, so that's definitely pretty cool.
I don't have time to watch much TV. Although I'm waiting.
You are totally backlogged on your
TiVo.
Oh, Sindel. Look at from Mortal Kombat, she's just a Sindel. That I have never seen. That's really cool. And her ass cheeks are hanging out. And that's really nice. That is really nice. There's another. Oh, that was the Ghostbuster one we just saw.
I am still jacked to watch Game of Thrones. I'm three quarters of the way through the book.
Yes.
Listening to it. I'm so excited. I want to watch it. It's supposed to be so good.
There's a slightly overweight Wolverine with a beer gut. I don't remember Wolverine having a beer gut.
Too many
you think his beer gut is made of adamantium?
Does he drink adamantium beer?
I don't know. He'd be able to survive it, though.
Exactly.
And this Carnage is just standing here. I don't even know what he's doing. He's just there.
Maybe
he's looking around.
Maybe he's Spider-Man.
Yeah. Oh, there's Akuma from Street Fighter.
Akuma Matata.
He's wearing a football jersey. I don't remember Akuma wearing that. He's got the hair down, though. That's pretty cool. He's got the big beaded necklace.
Right.
So it's just, you could just sit here all day and just look at the crazy people with the crazy costumes. On my way here, actually, I walked past this construction worker on his cell phone talking to a friend of his, and he's just like, yo, I don't know what's going on, but there are a lot of weirdos out today.
There's a lot of people dressed up in these crazy outfits.
There
what am I doing?
Oh, there's the pink proton pack. I kind of want that. I have a little girl now. You have twins.
Right.
Like, I would think it would be okay me to have a pink Hello Kitty proton pack.
Right, yeah, absolutely. I think that would go down good.
What is that big green thing?
There is a big green antenna.
Oh, are that those ugly monsters?
I don't know what it is.
I got a doll for that. Someone bought my daughter a doll of an ugly monster.
Okay.
And it's supposedly these new kids like plushy toys.
Right.
But they're made to be ugly like that. Like he's got one X on his eye and his tongue's sticking out.
Oh, yeah, it says Ugly Doll on the
back. Ugly Doll, yeah, that's what it's called.
All right, that works.
Yeah, maybe we can get him over for an interview.
I don't think the Ugly Doll talks.
It'd be very hard to for him to talk into the mic. Oh, there's the blue guy, too. Oh, he's going to join his friend.
Aww.
How do they see out of that thing?
Very careful.
I have no
very
idea.
Careful.
I don't know. I just want to, kind of crawl down and then jump up into his costume and just be like, hey, how you doing? I'm in your costume with you. There's Jill Valentine from Resident Evil series.
We're waiting for some people to walk by fairly close to see if we can get some more interviews.
Yeah.
Maybe this girl over here is dressed up like Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, nice. Maybe we can get her.
Maybe we can get Carmen on the show.
You know what? All right, Aaron, take over. I'm going to go ask her.
All right, so pretty much, I mean, it's really busy. It's, we're a little disorganized, as you can hear, but the show is a lot of fun. And if you're in the New York area, this can't be missed. You really need to check it out. It's a lot of fun. So, all right.
Aaron, now, I think one of the biggest questions ever to exist, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? She is right here with us on the GeekCast.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. You found me. Whoops.
Do what? Do 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 do.
We got to break into some a cappella now. So, Carmen, what's your the biggest thing you're looking forward to here at Comic-Con?
I think it was, I don't know, just everything. There's just, it's sensory overload, really.
It definitely is.
Absolutely.
And it's just, I'm a big gamer, so I really just, I really wanted to see the preview for the new Final Fantasy XIII-2.
Yes.
That's a mouthful.
Right on that one.
Yes. Well, just out of curiosity, I couldn't really get into Final Fantasy XIII. What did you think about it?
Well, it is really, really different from every other Final Fantasy.
Definitely.
I've played every one except for the one that was online. That one wasn't a go for me.
Yeah,
I don't play online games But I'm a diehard Final Fantasy fan, and you have to stick with it if you're a diehard fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we're the Indiana Jones
your favorite
fans
one?
That like Crystal Skull.
What's your favorite Final Fantasy? And don't say 7.
No, I'd say it was probably 2 or 3.
Oh, okay, 2 or 3.
Yeah.
You're up to 99 now, right?
13-2 is what? So I think it's really like.
Well, there was 10, there was
17.
10-2, there was 11, there was 12. I don't know. Then there was the Japanese ones, one and two, and then I got confused.
All right, this is bad radio. Next question.
I don't know. Anywho, so, yeah, so you're a gamer. What else are you into?
I really comic like books? Anime. So anime. I haven't really... I used to read comic books when I was little, so I can tell you, like, all the storylines of X-Men from when I was little, but I have no idea what's going on now. I just know that Rogue doesn't steal people's powers anymore.
Oh, okay. All right. Have you been up to level 4, the anime area?
They combined it, and it's nothing anymore.
Oh, it's like, nothing?
It's so such a small area.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it's supposed to be Comic-Con and the anime festival, and it's nothing.
It's nothing, really. Disappointing.
It's a really big disappointment.
Yeah, especially because the show is so big.
It's gigantic, and it's like, you know, I think that, I mean, I've seen like 1,000 Hasbro things here, but they can't have like a section where there's more anime stuff.
Yeah.
So on a brighter note, I've never seen a Carmen Sandiego at any con.
Yes,
first
never.
Time. So why Carmen Sandiego?
I am a geographer, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. There you go.
Technically, I'm a cartographer. I make maps for a living.
Okay. I think that's
perfect.
Fitting.
What was the game Carmen Sandiego on? Was that like...
It was on the Apple II.
Apple II. Yes.
I had one for Nintendo that I played...
Yes, Nintendo and the Sega Master System that no one played. I was the only one that played it on or had a Sega Master System.
I have a friend that has one, so you're not the only one.
Okay, all right, that's two of
now,
us
did
in the world.
Nintendo version come with the Almanac in
it
the box?
It did, but I mean, I needed it for some things when I was a little kid, but my dad's a geographer too, so.
Oh, okay, so it runs in the family.
Yeah, so it doesn't, I don't know everything.
Carmen Sandiego 2?
Maybe.
With high definition graphics?
And high definition a cappella.
A cappella. 5.1 surround sound a cappella. Yeah, that would be really cool. But all right, so Carmen, have fun at the show. And and that's it.
Thank you very much. Here's all the information about the show.
Thank
come
you
on,
so much.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your weekend at
the con. Take care.
Thank you. All right, Carmen Sandiego. That's a first. I've never seen a Carmen Sandiego.
I don't think. Oh, there's not She-Ra.
Chitara.
Chitara. Why did I say She-Ra?
Because it was the first thing that came to your
exactly.
mind.
Exactly. I don't know. Like some of these women pull it off, but Chitara, I don't think is really pulling that outfit off.
No.
Well.
She doesn't look too into it. She looks ragged and a little tired.
She looks like she's just kind of wobbling around. Yeah, she's got the cane. I wonder if that actually expands and collapses again. Probably not. Oh, she doesn't look happy.
No, she doesn't look happy.
She looks like she's gained a few pounds.
I didn't know Chitara actually had tattoos.
Yes, and huge bosoms that are popping out.
Because we're so perfect.
What is that thing? What is that yellow thing wobbling around in the back there?
For you guys listening, you have to understand we're in the main entryway area where a lot of people are coming in, and we're just seeing a lot of people pass through. And so a lot of people are just dressed normally, but we're getting some people who are just in these crazy...
Oh, there's a guy in a wheelchair. Oh, wait. Never mind.
That's a real guy in a wheelchair.
Okay.
Bill, so that's
right.
Not Professor X.
It's not Professor X. Or a guy pretending to be crippled.
Exactly. Exactly. We got a red Power
there's
Ranger.
There's the guy from Ico and Shadow of the Colossus. That's pretty cool. I haven't seen that yet.
Now, you spotted it. I didn't check it out yet. That there's a Spartacus game coming out. Right?
Was it a game? I just saw a Spartacus like sign. I think it was more for the there's Bane from Batman.
That's
he pulls that off. He's a big dude. I think it was more for the new show that's coming out in January.
Okay.
Maybe there was a game coming out.
We'll have to
sure.
check into that a little further.
Yeah, that would definitely be perfect. Just being in the arena and everything, and taking on different dudes. So, and who's this lady?
Looks like she is a TARDIS from Doctor Who, Time Machine.
She's dressed as a Time Machine.
She's dressed as a Time Machine. If I could dress up like a DeLorean, that would be perfect.
I don't think I've ever seen a DeLorean costume. I think you should totally pull that off.
We could try it.
And put the doors on your arms and just go, and have the sound effect and everything. That'd be cool.
Exactly. So there's a ton going on here, and... It's hard to even describe it all. There's just so much. You have to really be here.
Yeah, I really could not imagine what San Diego Comic-Con is like. Because San Diego Comic-Con...
Carmen San Diego Comic-Con.
That's really where it all started. And I don't know. I just could not imagine it being bigger than this. There's Pac-Man.
and another Japanese anime dude that I don't know with pink hair. And I think we're really trying to pull for things to talk about now. So I don't know. Why don't we just get right into the iPhone?
Yes. So the other big news, of course, is the iPhone 4S that's come out. And it's been quite an experience with the whole thing. As Gozer's eating his nerd candy.
Yes, free nerds, always good. I think that is a Walking Dead dude, a cop. I think so. There's no cop dresses like that, right?
Probably not.
I don't know. Anywho, as I'm getting distracted. So we talked a little bit about our pre-order experience. That was a little hectic. So basically what happened was on Friday, and I'm sure you did the same thing, checking online, where is my iPhone?
Tracking it, refreshing it every 5 minutes.
It's in Kentucky. And then for me, it went to Newark, and then it went to Edison. And then finally, I got it on Friday at, about 5 o'clock, 5:30. And it's really funny because we set up this little changing station for our daughter, and I was changing her, and it's right in front of a big kind of like bay window.
Right.
Finished changing her. You know, she's all happy. She's smiling at me. You know, I'm a new dad and everything, and it's fantastic. Then I saw the UPS guy walk right by our front window, and I was like, oh, picked the baby up, threw her on mom's lap, went to sign for it, and there it was, my new iPhone, or the first iPhone that I've ever had. And I opened it, and I knew the design, you know, because a friend of mine has the iPhone 4 at my job. And, you know, so I was just more excited. Like, I just wanted a phone that worked.
Right, right.
Because my LG Ally was just really crapping out on me. Mm-hmm. And the whole setup process was super, super easy. I basically turned the iPhone on and connected to my network. And then my phone number came up and said, is this your phone number? I said, yes. And said, okay, configuring your phone number. And it took like a minute. And it was fantastic. And
nice.
It worked. Syncing all my Gmail contacts, all my Google contacts, was very easy. And yeah, it's just an amazing phone. I got the white 64 gig phone. And I am just so happy. Got my MacBook Pro. Got my wife a MacBook Air. Got an iMac in the basement. Two iPods.
What have I done to you?
No more Windows PCs. I mean, we do have them in the house, but they will not be used anymore.
And this is the first time they've offered a 64 gigabyte iPhone.
Yes, yes. And I didn't realize that. I always thought they had a bigger one than 32. I figured I'm always making movies. I'm always doing stuff. That's especially the HD movies. They're going to eat up a lot of space. Let me get the biggest one. I don't want to pay extra money for iCloud to, you know, store all these videos in the cloud.
Right.
So that was my experience. Now you said your iPhone finally came at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so Friday. I was tracking it.
Oh, man, you must have been going nuts.
And, you know, I'm just like, where is it? I'm waiting for it. And finally, about 8:30 at night, I hear UPS pull up. And I'm like, oh, my God, thank you. And I got up and I did a dance. And my wife just looked at me like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's here. I mean, do you remember in the movie A Christmas Story when the major reward comes and it's the lamp? That's how I was. I was like, oh my God, it's here.
Did it say Fred Gili on your iPhone?
No, it was not Italian.
Okay.
Because it's made in China.
All right, good.
So, got it, opens it up, boom. There's my iPhone. There's my wife's iPhone. Everything's looking great. Okay, now it's time to activate my number and then call Sprint to get my wife's number moved over onto my account from her Sprint account.
Yep.
Not happening. I spent 4 hours on the phone.
But getting your number activated was easy, right?
Yeah. So pretty much the way number porting works is that the FCC has created rules and regulations that make it where you must be able to take your number with you from one carrier to the other. Going from one account to another on the same carrier, different story. And so
interesting.
I had ordered two lines, and I wanted to bring my wife's number over and cancel her service and just have two lines with her number. And there was no way to do it unless I...
Sorry, it's very distracting when women are wearing, like, half of their clothes.
The only way that I could have done it was to take the iPhone back to the Sprint store, return it, have them move my wife's number over, and then have them give me a new phone. I mean, it was a whole big...
And they probably would not have been able to give you a new phone right on the spot, right?
No, probably not.
And you don't want to wait.
And I don't want a refurbished phone. It's a very big deal. So the way I look at it is, you know, I want the phone, I want everything to work out. But after 4 hours, my wife said to me, she's just like, just stop.
What time did you go to bed?
Midnight.
Oh, my God.
I was on the phone at midnight with Spencer. My fourth phone call of the night. And so,
oh, man.
My wife just said, forget it. I'll just take a new number.
Take a new number.
I don't even want the number anymore.
It's inconvenient, but what would be more inconvenient? Getting the new number or waiting like 2-3 weeks to get your iPhone?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Whatever.
So, she's taking the new number. We're canceling her line. We're good to go. The phone, I've only had a little bit of use of it so far because of the timing of everything here. But so far, it is amazing.
Yes, yes. And you're coming from, so wait a minute. You had the first iPhone.
Yep.
And went to the 3GS.
Yep.
And yeah, now the iPhone 4S. Cool, cool.
And the Retina display is amazing.
Yes.
I really love it.
Yep.
An obvious difference from the previous iPhone.
Oh, yeah?
The speed of the phone is great. And Siri is just awesome.
Siri is very cool. I said a lot of inappropriate things to it, like I have to take a big, you know, fill in the blank. And it said something like, watch the language. And it said that back to me. But what if I really needed to know something like that? Siri couldn't tell me. So maybe that'll roll out in the next update.
Maybe.
So.
you never know. They could roll out in different editions.
Yes. But, yeah, all right. So let's talk about Siri. Now, this was on iPhone 4 or on the 3GS as well, right?
Siri was an app.
Okay.
You were able to have pretty much any iPhone. It was out, I want to say, about 2 years ago.
All right.
I used it, and it's worked great. But it didn't have the integration.
Yeah.
Like they've had they have it now in the 4S.
Yes. And the cool thing is it's really, does it actually use Yelp in the app itself or is it like Yelp? I thought I read something about that.
It's linked up to Yelp.
It's linked to Yelp, okay. And that'll say like, you know, because I said, I was showing my wife yesterday and I said, good Indian restaurants near where we live. And it pulled up like 20 places.
Nice.
And it had the, you know, stars and ratings and everything and it was pretty cool. But the cool thing is, I think, you know, that maybe that should be in Siri is making reservations at restaurants because through Yelp, you can actually do that.
The old Siri app would do that. If you said, make me reservations, it would use OpenTable.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's something else they can update. Yeah, definitely, definitely. I'm sure they will.
Absolutely.
Because Yelp was really cool, and I actually did that once for our 6-year anniversary, and I actually had to cancel it because we had a baby. So, you know, that's what happens. But it worked well. And, you know, they called me to confirm the day before the reservation. And, yeah, pretty cool stuff. So now Siri, tell me more about Siri because I really haven't played with it that much, too. This controls your iTunes, text message.
It's voice commands for everything.
For everything.
You ask it a question, awesome. It gives you an answer. It's an assistant.
Yes, personal assistant. Very cool. Yeah, I'm just getting used to holding down the home button and having Siri come up. And because then if you tap it once, it goes to texting or actually typing for searching the iPhone. I'm really happy with that it does the landscape keyboard, but it doesn't do it for everything, though. So I don't know. Maybe they'll update that, too.
Yeah, well, a lot of things you won't need a landscape keyboard.
Yeah?
So there's certain items where it won't flip.
Like, I'm also coming from a tactile, real keyboard with the LG Ally, which I really liked. I did really like that. I never used a touchscreen on the LG Ally. I had the LG Dare before that did have a touchscreen.
Right.
But this, you know, holding it not in landscape is just, it takes some getting used to.
Right.
So that's Siri. I synced all my photos from iPhoto. I put a couple videos on my phone. And the videos that I shot with my high-def camera look amazing.
Nice, nice.
Really, really nice. And that's really a big reason why I went with the 64 gig iPhone, because I do a lot of the videos. And I just want to put everything that I've ever done on my phone.
Right.
Like, who would have thought 10 years ago, like, you would be importing digital video, well, maybe not, okay, 15, 20 years ago, and just putting it on your phone and watching it.
It's crazy. And I remember back in college, you know, I had a cell phone that I used, and I have a text message, and I remember I would call you on your cell phone.
Yep.
And you'd be like, don't call me on my cell phone. It stays in my glove compartment.
Yes, yes. All of college, I just had a cell phone in my glove compartment just for emergencies. And then I really started to realize, like, hey, you know, it's really cool to have your cell phone on you all the time. And now it's like I have all my videos on me at all the time, all my photos, internet in your pocket, all my music, everything with the iPhone. It's really cool. And you could do that with, you know, Android phones, obviously, but the interface is just not there, you know. And I did not have the best Android phone, but it's just much more difficult to import things, pictures, videos, and stuff. The Ally was really slowing down. I'm sure the Bionic is fantastic.
Right.
And you know what? A lot of people are griping that it's only a 3.5-inch screen, but I looked at the Bionic, and I went to Best Buy yesterday to look at screen protectors for the iPhone. The Bionic is huge.
Yeah.
Is it like 5 inches?
Yeah, I think so.
It's enormous, and I don't want something that big in my pocket. Yeah, that sounded really weird.
Yeah, and I think that's too big of a phone.
Yeah.
I like the iPhone screen size.
I really love the iPhone screen. You know, maybe Alan was saying last week, maybe a 4-inch screen would be nice.
Right.
But then, like you said, they'd have to scale all the apps, and, you know, is that really a big deal? I don't know.
I agree.
So, I don't know. So what else is new? Coming from the 3GS, what else is new about the 4S?
It's just faster. It's snappier. It's nicer having the high-def camera.
Yes.
The improved camera is
Is beautiful.
You know, iOS 5 runs great. I put iOS 5 on my last phone for a few days. It ran good.
Yeah.
Not amazing. It ran good. Now it's like, it's snappy. It's fast.
So fast.
The great thing, though, is that last night when I was getting my phone ready, I took my 3GS and I synced it to iCloud manually. I said, sync it now. And sync to iCloud. Then when I turned on this phone, it was like, oh, do you want to restore this phone from iCloud? And I said, yes. And so it restored everything, and I didn't lose anything. It was great.
Wow, awesome.
I also love with iOS 5 the over-the-air syncing with iTunes.
Yep.
Never need to plug in. All my podcasts just automatically.
That's awesome.
You have to plug it into iTunes at least once in order to get the podcast.
One initial time.
Right.
Yeah.
Not the initial time, because now you can set up the phone without having to sync iTunes.
Yeah.
But for my podcast to be synced to the phone, iTunes has to at least have it connected once.
Uh-huh.
So I connected it last night. I did it, and now from this point on, I'm good to go, because I told it, okay, sync over Wi-Fi from now on.
Yep. And that's only Wi-Fi in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'm trying to think. I'm like, well, you know, that sounds cool and everything, but you still have to charge your phone.
Yeah, but you could take your phone and just plug it into your kitchen. You can plug your phone
anywhere
in your house and not have to worry about going to your computer, making sure your computer's turned on, iTunes is running, wait for it to sync. Like, you just plug it into the wall and set it and forget it.
I would still use the dock, so I guess that's not a big deal to me. I thought it would be cool at first, but I have my computer and my dock. I have a little station. We have a little breakfast bar, and I keep my MacBook Pro there. So it's kind of like, well, I would plug it in to charge it anyway, so I'll just put it in the dock. So, it's cool that you can do that now.
Absolutely. So far, I'm really liking it. They fixed the antenna issue of the iPhone 4.
Yes.
That is no more an issue.
Now you said the first iPhone 4 fixed the antenna issue on Verizon. Right?
That was what I had heard.
Okay.
As in the 4S, everybody's been testing it, and nothing's coming up, so it's working out good.
Yep. So, I mean, obviously, it's hard to get good reception in here at Comic-Con, but besides that, everything has been so fast. It's just unbelievable. And
absolutely.
I'm coming from a really crappy Droid phone. I downloaded a cool app called GWiz, and I don't think you said you never heard of this, right?
No, I never did.
I just kind of stumbled upon it. I want something that's kind of like all in one. I love Twitter. I like Google Plus. I would say I love it, but it has its uses.
Right.
And Gmail and Google Voice. And that's all in this one app called GWiz. And it's really cool. It's really fast. I was just on the train ride over here to New York. I was going like, okay, let me check my Gmail. There it is. Okay. Going to Twitter. Oh, half a second. Oh, going to Google Plus. Oh, half a second to get there. Google Voice. Oh, half a second to get there.
Right.
You can really just go through, you know, because you check your phone. Oh, what's going on Twitter? What's going on my email? And, you know, it takes a little bit. But this app has everything all together. It's really cool. I would definitely recommend it. GWiz. Just kind of stumbled upon it. Brought Evernote back.
Evernote is
awesome. I use that on my Droid. Definitely a cool app. What else did I set up here? I don't know. You know what? Coming from my Droid, having all these apps already on my phone, already on the home screen, that is a crappy Proton Pack. That is the worst Proton Pack I've ever seen. Good Lord. Just go home. Anywho. Yeah, so it was a little bit overwhelming just to see all these apps on the screen already. I'm like, okay, wait a minute, what? The one thing I do miss about my Droid phone is, and I don't know, maybe this is on the iPhone. I've only played around with it for 2 days. Like a clock widget and a weather widget on the top. You know, you see every Droid phone has that. Does that exist?
You can put the weather into notification center.
Okay.
And the clock is always at the top of the screen.
Yeah, yeah. But I do miss that. I liked it nice and big, and I could always tell what time it was, what the weather is.
Well, if the screen is locked, you can just hit the button and the time is there in big numbers.
And it'll come up. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm still playing around with it. I do really, the speakers on this thing are impressive.
Yeah.
Really nice and loud. I was really surprised because usually you think of like, you know, a phone, the speaker's not really that loud. I don't know. What about the 3GS? Was it like good speakers on that?
They're pretty good. Yeah, pretty for good? A phone, it works good.
Not as good as this.
Not as good as this. Not this as good is as definitely good.
Yeah. I like the volume buttons on the left-hand side, which can also second as the, you know, for taking a picture,
the
right?
The shutter, yeah.
This, right above the volume buttons, I always thought was like a lock button, but it's really just to kind of mute the sounds on your phone, or put on vibrate. So
right.
I think that's pretty cool. I also like the power button on top. So instead of, right. you know, my old iPod, my classic iPod, you just kind of put it to sleep. Sometimes I just like to shut it off, you know,
right.
just to conserve battery. Yeah, so it's really amazing. I just can't get over it. I'm just holding it, and it's just so
finally,
sexy. Yes.
Finally, after all these years
and years of wanting everything all in one, and I finally have it. One big problem, though. I don't think I told you this. My biggest worry was hooking it up to my car, because as you know,
right.
in 2004, I had this kind of pseudo Alpine iPod hookup.
Guys, do you have these ATMs in there?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I don't know. And don't interrupt our podcast talking about ATMs. Go away.
We're in the middle of doing something.
Yeah.
Leave us alone.
So that was my biggest worry, that this thing would not work properly with my current setup.
Right.
It's an old 2004 setup, an Alpine. It's like an older Alpine head unit. It works. It plays. But I'll tell you why it's useless. It does not charge.
You have to get, there's an adapter you can get from Skosh.
Oh, yeah?
That will do it. Yep, it's like a $30, $20 adapter.
Oh, wow, wow. You know what? Another solution that I kind of came up with was maybe I could just charge it with the cigarette lighter, do an auxiliary jack, and kind of configure a different way to play it, because
right.
I would like to have my screen on the iPhone. Because when I'm talking a lot.
Yeah.
I need a drink. I would like to have the screen on my iPhone on, because currently when my iPod is jacked into my phone, it says
right.
Alpine, and you can't do anything with it. You have to do all the controls to the head unit, so I'll figure that out. So I was a little disappointed in that, but I kind of expected it. You know, it's a seven-year-old system.
But overall, what do you think?
It's amazing just how fast it is. And I'm still getting used to it. Again, this is only my second day with it, but I just love, and I know Mac and Alan, they're always like, oh, the Droid Bionic and 4G and everything. This thing is hella fast.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine, I'm sure 4G is super fast, but this thing is really fast on 3G.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, you know, I would think a lot of that would have to do with the processor and everything like that. But I'm very satisfied with it. When the 4G iPhone 5 comes out next year, whatever, I'll wait 2 years, I'll get the 5S.
There you go.
So we're on that cycle. Yeah, so, I'm more of a noob than you are, definitely. I downloaded some games. All right, tell me about Game Center, then.
Game Center does matchmaking and lets you compare your games against other people. It's kind of like when you compare stuff on
Xbox
Live.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yeah. GeekCastOnline.com.
All right,
check it out.
Awesome.
There you go. Handing cards off. Yeah, nice.
I hope no one else asks. I only have one more business card left.
Yeah, we'll give it out to someone. So, three games I downloaded. Plants vs. Zombies, of course.
Right.
Infinity Blade, which
great
I was
game.
Playing on the train right over here. And holy crap, that game is amazing. I'm playing this on my phone, and it's amazing. And it's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's no controls or anything. It's all gestures and blocking.
Yep.
Pressing down for,
and
you know, bring your shield up.
And the graphical engine on it is so good.
It's unbelievable. I'm so impressed by that. Infinity Blade 2 is coming up, I don't know, before
soon.
The end of the year, right?
Soon,
I think.
Yeah.
I also downloaded, and I am not sure how this is going to work, this was a huge title on the DS, Scribblenauts.
Yes, I just heard that that's out.
Yeah, I saw it, and I was like, ooh, I always wanted to play that on a DS. I don't have a DS. Not sure how that's going to work, but it's basically all typing in things, and then things just appear in the game. What you type in, you can do like anything, and it's so I'm looking forward to playing that on the ride home. So that's it as far as games. Three games. You know, I don't. What else have you played on the iPhone? Doodle Jump.
What's the airplane flight game? Flight Control. Love Flight Control. Drop Seven.
Yep.
Scrabble. Can't go wrong with Scrabble.
Now, which is better, Scrabble or Words with Friends?
I like Scrabble. And a matter of fact, because of iOS 5, it's on sale from, I think it's normally $5. I think it's like $1.99 or 99 cents.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I definitely have to check that out. I got Scrabble on my PSP 2 years ago, and our whole California trip, I was just like playing. I couldn't stop playing.
It's so
it.
Good.
So good. So, yeah.
It's
so
awesome.
That's my experience with the new iPhone 4S. I'm sure we will be talking about it at length. Probably at every podcast from now on, since we both have it and we both had the same experience.
For the next few episodes, to say the least.
Sure.
Excellent. So, all right. Yeah. Well, we are pretty much out of time. We are going to wrap up this edition of the GeekCast. So if you want to get in touch with us, 206-355-000, geekcast@gmail.com. I am on Twitter as TheGeekCast.
Those are 360.
And, of course, geekcastonline.com is where you can get all the show notes and information. Thanks for sticking with us on this little bit of a rough episode.
Comic-Con.
But this is a great show. If you guys are in the New York area.
And don't mind really fat, sweaty guys wearing hoodies that smell really bad, then definitely check it out.
It's a lot of fun. It's really cool. And we'll see you next time for the GeekCast. Take it easy, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's take a moment to thank one of our sponsors, and that is Audible. That's right, everybody. Audible, you've heard me talk about it before on the GeekCast, and it is an awesome service. Now, you know, reading is really important. It's really great and relaxing, but sometimes the rigors of life just don't allow us to get in front of a book or a Kindle or a Nook or anything like that as much as we can. But you know what? We probably do drive to work 5 days a week. So, you know what? Listen to a book. Check out Audible, and this is really, really awesome. Audible has more than 85,000 audiobooks to choose from that you can listen to while you're on your way to work. They work on your iPod, your iPhone, Zune, your MP3 player. It's awesome, awesome stuff. And the best thing of all is that Audible has hooked all of you guys up with a free audiobook. That's right, you get a free audiobook and a 14-day trial to check it out. All you have to do is head on over to audiblepodcast.com/thegeekcast. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/thegeekcast to claim your free audiobook. Check it out, it's awesome, and please support us by supporting our sponsors.